Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. My name is Raul. I'm sitting in for Roland, and we're here on KRCB Radio, and we're here with Mark Therrington, who's the executive director of the Cloverdale Arts Alliance, and we're here to talk about Friday Night Live.
Hi, Raul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really great to have you here, and I should point out I'm new to the area, so I have not been to one of your events yet, but we're going to rectify
that.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be coming up this summer, you were saying before we went on the air.
Absolutely. So what can I expect? What can other people expect that go up to Cloverdale and enjoy Friday Night Live?
Well, every Friday, June 1st, August 31st, Cloverdale's downtown kind of comes alive. A sleepy little town all of a sudden has 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people descend on it. Everything starts at 6 o'clock at night. We have food vendors out, street fair happening, arts and crafts, jumpy castles for the kids. It's family friendly. And then in the plaza, free music concerts that happen from 6:30 until 9:30 every Friday.
Wow. Free. That's a great
free
price,
is a good
too.
Word, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's really great to have a family event as well.
Yeah. It's truly kind of like small town Americana personified. It's kids running around, parents talking, having a glass of wine with their friends and neighbors. A lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces. It's a very nice, pleasant, fun experience.
Yeah, wonderful. Looking forward to it. Now, you've got quite the lineup. We're not going to have time during this broadcast to go through all of the artists that are playing through August 31st, but let's see what's coming up in June.
Well, we lead off the season with John Papa Grove from New Orleans. He's a piano player, funk piano player from New Orleans, bringing his band in, flying out for the show. And that should be a great kickoff event. The second week is Blue Water Highway. That's a kind of a indie Americana band out of Austin, Texas. So we get a lot of bands that are touring from other parts of the country that come through and play for us on Fridays.
Looking at this schedule of events and performers, it looks like you're really hitting all the cylinders, too. You're firing on all cylinders. New Orleans funk and indie Americana, Afro-tropic disco funk. What's that all about? Afro-licious,
well, kind of Afrobeat, tropical beat, disco sound, and kind of funky, too.
Yeah.
Kind of have it all happening.
Yeah. How do you choose the bands that are going to be performing?
It's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. In other words, I try to have, they're all original music primarily. I try to do it from multiple genres and kind of a combination of Northern California favorites along with touring bands coming from other parts of the country.
So this is a family event. It's absolutely free. It is Friday night starting at 6 o'clock, downtown Cloverdale. And I have not been to Cloverdale yet. I understand it's lovely up there.
It's a great town. It's kind of like the Mayberry of the West Coast. Everybody knows everybody. It's a very friendly town. And this is a very friendly event.
Yeah. And I would imagine when people are enjoying these concerts on the plaza, I would imagine the plaza is a lovely place to see a concert.
Yeah, there's a permanent stage there. It's a little bit tight. We get a lot of people that come for these shows. So, I don't know, 600 or 700 people probably packed into the plaza. A big dance floor, a lot of dancers.
Yeah. So we've got dance and we've got wine, beer, good things to eat. Sounds like we've got art and great things to do for the kids too.
Yeah, it's truly a fun experience.
Yeah, wonderful. How long has this been going on?
This is the 15th year, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the 10th year I've been doing it, but it's the 15th year overall.
Kind of a labor of love, I would guess.
Absolutely a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, certainly worth going to downtown Cloverdale Friday nights, the street fair at 6 p.m., live music at 6:30 p.m., and to find out more about the schedule and what else is going on in beautiful downtown Cloverdale, the website address?
CloverdaleArtsAlliance.org.
Okay, well, wonderful. We invite you to check out the website, of course, and definitely worth the trip to get to Cloverdale. Now, again, I'm new to the area, but for those that aren't new to the area, it's a quick trip from Santa Rosa or Rohnert Park or Healdsburg, just a quick shot up to Cloverdale.
Yeah, once you get north of Santa Rosa, it opens up. It's a beautiful trip, no traffic. Come on to Cloverdale and check us out.
Mark Therrington was here, the executive director of Cloverdale Arts Alliance, and this has been Sonoma Spotlight.